Okay, let's take a look, if you would, now. On your page 2 here of your booklets, letter D, Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42. So we want to take a look now at what would be the big picture that Jesus is going to give us to help us understand the nature of this conflict. So verses 41 and 42 says, "But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her.'" So our choices about how we spend our time, for example, in a personal way, might conflict with those closest to us. For example, a spouse may want to spend time approaching a weekend in a certain way, and their spouse may not want to do that. That can be a conflict there. Could be somebody wanting to stay longer at work, you know, working overtime. That could affect the home life. Every day we're making choices based on priorities. So this not necessarily is wrong. It's just simply sometimes we're faced in a situation choosing what is good or what is better in a circumstance. In this circumstance with Martha and Mary, it wasn't a case that either one of them were wrong. It was a question of choosing what was good versus what was better. So Jesus, does he side with Mary? It may appear at first he does, but actually he really doesn't. He doesn't stop Martha from serving. He doesn't say, "Hey, sit down, you know, follow your sister here." He doesn't say that at all in the text. His concern here is for Martha's heart. Notice what he says about her. He says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." It's larger than just simply hosting 13 hungry guys in the household. It's Martha's heart. It's anxious. And the word for anxious is to be torn, in a sense, going in two different directions. Martha is troubled about many things. She's stirred up about many things. And Jesus is like concerned for her heart and what her heart is like. Even though she has a good heart, she wants to serve and make Jesus and his apostles welcomed. She wants to really do that. That's an expression of her gift and her love. But there's something deeper in Martha. She's anxious. She's being stirred up and riled about this situation. And Jesus is like saying, like, "Martha, you don't have to go in this. You don't have to be this way." That's when he points to her sister, Mary, has chosen the good portion, which won't be taken away. What was the good portion here is that Mary's heart was not distracted or anxious or troubled or torn in different directions. It didn't mean that Mary wouldn't serve and host like Martha did. Of course she did. As I mentioned, when Lazarus died, they both, you know, put their hands, rolled up their sleeves, and got to work in caring for the situation. Mary was as much a Martha, if you would, at that moment, as Martha was. But in this moment, Mary's heart was not torn apart, was not going in different directions. That wasn't her lifestyle behavior. It was for Martha, though. And so Jesus was trying to say to her, "Martha, you know, you are so being torn apart here. It is the source of your conflict with your sister." No. So we see where in these two passages here, Jesus says it won't be taken away from her. What won't be taken away is that in this circumstance, she chose the best, meaning that Mary's heart was single focused on Jesus and learning his word, which was for her a unique opportunity because she wasn't going to get the chance too many other times. And Martha's heart, Jesus was saying to her, really needed to be healed because it was so torn apart. So when we look at priorities, sometimes we choose priorities because of our heart condition, like the kind of person, the person that we are. And so our priorities may look different from somebody closest to us. That's okay thing. It's not a right or wrong thing. But when our heart is torn, where we project our gift onto others, expecting them to be what we are, That's where it gets into conflict and difficulty. And that's where things can get conflictual in a relationship. So let's talk about number three here on your outline. Our number says live it out. So what are some of the ways we can live this out? First of all, I think it's target what's most important. In other words, when you, in the midst of a conflict, evaluate the conflict and look at what each party considers important. A lot of times you don't necessarily find it as being right or wrong. It's a question of priorities. And Martha was coming from a different place than Mary, so she saw a different priority. Second thing is reorder your priorities. You have a stance in a conflict. It may be right and valid, but it may need to take a temporary back seat to a greater priority. Martha's greater priority, Jesus was trying to call her into, was to have a heart that wasn't so anxious and troubled. Be like Mary, your sister, single focus. See, Martha's heart was so torn up. So sometimes in a conflict, then, choosing the greater priority may mean taking a back seat to other situations. Third thing is, when you can, get away for a half a day. Be like a Mary in this case. Sit at the feet of the Lord. Spend time in prayer, Bible reading, reflecting on your priorities. The goal is to get a fresh perspective. And sometimes getting away is a very helpful way to do that. Okay, take a moment now, just this is for your own personal, private reflection. As you look at that, live it out, choose one of them. Maybe just jot down something that you can do. This is on page 2, and live it out, number 3 here. We'll take a couple minutes, about 3 minutes to do that. Just pick one of those three. Just kind of say, hey, I like to focus in on this one to work on when I leave here. Again, this is just for you. We won't discuss it.